Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Hanson Griss, delivering IT support to local businesses for over 15 years.
I'm Jalen, your host for the first part of the show. I'm in the studio with
Jordan,
Sierra,
Nadia,
Kendra,
Will.
IAK would like to thank the Ahkwan people for letting us use the land and guiding us. So what is IAK? Will Chronic is our advisor. He's amazing. Gunach cheese for all you do, Will. Will, what does Issachan Ahkwan mean and why was IAK formed?
So Issachan Ahkwan means I love you, my people. It was formed because we received a suicide prevention grant. And by we, I mean Tribal Family and Youth Services at Tlingit and Haida. And we did a series of focus groups at the high schools here in Juneau. And we were trying to figure out what is a program for youth that youth want and would enjoy being a part of. And out of that process, we found out that people really wanted to do culturally based activities and also to do a music video. And so that summer, we made the first music video, which was Issachan Ahkwan, which is the namesake for this group.
Part of what IAK is doing is practicing interview skills, which also means practicing being interviewed. I'm going to introduce Kendra Parks, and here is a part of an interview she did with KTOO partner Ryan Conneroe. Then Kendra tidied it up and mixed in music.
Testing. Okay.
Hello. Welcome. Welcome to our project. Would you please introduce yourself?
My name is Kendra Parks.
And Kendra, can you tell us where you're originally from and where you live now?
I'm originally from San Antonio, Texas, and I live in Juneau, Alaska.
Great. Kendra, what is your favorite song?
My favorite song is Mixed Feelings.
You to my crib and watch the Boondocks. Girl, you get me nervous like a flu shot. Got these feelings for you and they won't stop.
I don't know who it's by, but it's called Mixed Feelings.
Why is it your favorite song?
It just spoke to me.
Kendra, what is your hobby or what's one of your hobbies?
One of my hobbies is basketball because it's fun to play with friends.
And what's one of your favorite places?
One of my favorite places is probably the kitchen because it's a snack, you know. I'm just trying to get your name. Tommy Barry
game paid. We just trying to make a name. What's probably your go-to snack when you go to the kitchen?
Cheez-Its.
And can I ask you, what is it about Cheez-Its that inspires this laughter?
Because they're salty, you know? Just, they're pretty good.
I do know.
Yeah.
Kendra, what are your future plans?
By future, what do you mean?
Well, you tell me. You could talk about this evening. You could talk about when you're retired and have grandchildren. You could talk about anything in between.
So probably in my 30s, I don't know. I'm thinking about going to culinary school in New York, French Culinary Institute.
Wow, that's exciting. How did you choose that as a plan?
So when my mom was in her 40s, she went to French Culinary Institute in New York City for about 6 months.
And did she have a good experience there?
Heck yeah.
And do you get to experience the benefits of that? Does she make you pastries and croissants?
They're amazing, yeah.
Oh my gosh. I was about to say I want to go to the French Culinary Institute too, but maybe I should just come to your house.
She works for Sacred Grounds Cafe.
Aha. Okay. Well, thank you. I'm excited about this plan for you. Kendra, my follow-up question for you is, how old are you?
I am 14 years old.
Why?
The reason why I'm 14 years old is because I was born on tax day, aka April 15th, 2005.
You were ready for that question, that follow-up question. Kendra, is there anything else you'd like to add today?
How was your day?
Oh, thanks. Flipping the script. I saw this one coming. My day has been good and pretty full and hectic.
Why is that?
And this will be my last answer. Why is that? Because I'm busy with this project that I'm making with Lillian right now. And I had a deadline for another project to submit a grant. So I had to kind of knock that out in the middle of the other stuff. But I did. So I'm relieved and I'm enjoying myself right now. Thank you, Kendra. Everyone give Kendra a hand.
My name is Jordan Bennett. Here is a part of my interview I did with KTOO partner Ryan Conero. Then I edit and mixed in music.
Hello.
Hi.
My name is Ryan. Can I ask you to start by please introducing yourself, including sharing your name and sharing where you're originally from and where you live now, please?
My name is Jordan. I'm originally from here, but I moved to Sitka for about 8 years and then I'm back in town.
And when you say here, where's that?
Juneau, Alaska.
Thanks, Jordan. Jordan, what is your favorite song?
I have so many. I'm kind of hard to choose, but I would say Night We Met.
Do you remember the artist?
No.
Thank you, Jordan. And what's one of your hobbies, Jordan?
I would probably hang out with my friends for free time, but I would help around the house, clean, and help with the dishes.
Those are great hobbies. Jordan, what's one of your favorite places? And why?
I would say Seattle because I would go there for football games and watch the Seahawks play.
Uh-huh. And Jordan, when you think about the future, what are your future plans, near future or distant future?
I'd see myself in college, probably for a scholarship, like basketball or any kind of other sport that I play.
Exciting. And Jordan, where do you see yourself in 10 years?
Somewhere down south, I believe. Like, I don't know, might choose a college down south. Don't know yet.
Any idea about region, even? Like what part of down south?
Somewhere between Seattle and Missouri.
Okay. That narrows it down, so not the East Coast.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. Jordan, what is one of your favorite memories? What's one of your favorite memories?
This one's actually kind of a funny one. When I lived in Sitka, I had a best friend that like moved away and I'm sad, but we had pretty great times. Like during recess, we were playing volleyball, and what happened is that my other friend kicked the volleyball and it hit him back in the face.
And was he in pain?
No, it was like the beach ball one.
Okay, because I was like, wow, you're laughing at your friend's pain. How did he respond?
He started laughing after, too.
Okay, good. So everyone was laughing.
Yes.
That's good. Jordan, is there anything else you'd like to add?
No.
Okay, thanks so much. Let's give a hand to Jordan.
Yeah! Woo!
And here's an interview I did with Colin Rose. Could you please introduce yourself?
My name is Colin Rose. And my Tlingit name is Shishan. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Good.
That's good.
Yeah.
There's a man going around taking names.
Okay, Colin, what is your hobby?
I work for the Youth Ambassadors of Gold Belt Heritage Undersea Alaska, and I play the guitar.
That's nice.
And also, a group member of IAK.
What is your favorite place?
One of my most favorite places I've been so far in life, I think, is Wrangell.
I heard it's a pretty great place.
Really calm place. People almost don't run you over, at least so far of what I've seen.
Okay, what is your future plans?
Well, for one, I'd probably have to find a job. And two, also working on, like, being a musician, metal musician.
Where do you see yourself in 10 years?
In about 10 years, I'm jamming out in live places, like concerts and all that.
What is it like growing up? What were you doing when you were my age?
It was all right. There were, you know, there's always good times, bad times. There's the all right times. There's a time to take a bath, time to take a shower, you know. And how old are you?
13.
Okay, so what I was doing around then, I was in DZ. That was about it. I was in DZ. Met a lot of new people, cool, interesting people. The regular stuff.
I would like to ask, what was your favorite class when you were in DZ?
Art.
Mine too.
Nice.
Why, thank you. What keeps you busy at home?
I have to do homework. I have to catch up on homework. Playing the guitar. Sometimes watching movies. And once in a really great... once in a great while, playing video games. And sometimes hanging out with friends.
Nice. May I ask, what was the difference between middle school and high school?
No, you may not ask. No. difference? Well, for one, you have the age differences. You have the differences between everyone's maturity. Some kids that will hopefully mature a little bit more and make better decisions in life. And also schoolwork and homework and all that. And the teachers.
Do you have a life goal?
Other than becoming a successful musician, I can get a message out to people and through music and art to actually take a look around and what's happening and all that. Just get a message out to people, hopefully have for them to have an open mind and actually take a look.
I might have to go back to your childhood. Where were you born?
I was born in Sitka, June 24th.
May I ask, how many years did you live in Sitka?
I was born in Sitka, but then though, a few days later, they sent me and my mom them back home, the cake, and went on and lived there about 12 years.
Nice. May I ask, what was it like when you lived in cake?
There were some good times and there were bad times, but
here's my last question.
Okay.
When did you move to Juneau?
2017 August, 1 week before school.
Nice. Thank you, Colin.
No problem. Reaching down.
When the man comes around.
So we're going to take a quick little break, and we are going to play one of our latest songs called Spirit. Made in the summer, we went and recorded in different places in Juneau, which was a lot of fun. And we had a really fun time making it because we were pretty goofy, which is like, it made a really good quality video. And we went to like the tram, the whale, we went out to Auk Rec, we went to the Klinkit and Haida Central Council building, the A and B Hall or the Elizabeth Paradovich Hall. And we had a lot of fun there. And we had a cool scene in the video where I was playing the spirit of Arius's like former name, because his name, Yadune, I think it is like an older ancestor of his name. And I got to play that. I got to portray that name, which was a lot of fun because I had to, like, I just flung around my arms a lot. A little behind the scenes there. I just flung my arms and made it look like I knew what I was doing. And I was just going, I was just making weird mouth movements just to make it seem like I was talking. And it was really fun. And Spirit was, it's a good video. And it has a lot of like emotion and just goofiness all around in it. So that's a good video. And I hope you enjoy.
Comes from Chef Steph's, featuring new shortbread flavors along with chocolate peppermint cookies, salted black licorice, and granola. Also gluten-free almond toffee, salted caramels, and sesame brittle. Available at the Juno Artist Gallery and online at chefsteph's.com.
Hi, my name is Kendra Willard, and I interviewed Sierra, and I worked really hard on editing it, and here it is.
Hello, my name is Sierra Eva Guerrero Flores, and I am with
Kendra Raven Winter Willard.
Mm-hmm. So, what's your favorite color?
My favorite color is black, gold, and red.
What is your favorite song?
I want to say my favorite song is probably Sweet Lover by Lomez Brown. Tell me, mommy, why are you so mysterious?
What's so different, beautiful, so innocent? What's your favorite place in Juneau, Alaska?
My favorite place to hang out in Juneau would probably the Project Whale, and yeah, that's about it. There's not much to do around here.
Where do you see yourself in 10 years?
Where I see myself in 10 years, that's a really tough question.
What is your favorite color?
My favorite color is red and gold.
What are you most excited about in this year?
I'm going to be traveling, and I'm really excited for that. In like a few months, I'm going to be traveling, so I'm really excited for that. I'm going to be going to Elders and Youth in Fairbanks this year, and I'm also going to be visiting some family in Vegas.
What is your favorite hobby?
My favorite hobby is probably walking, just going on walks with my dog. I'm not sure if that's a hobby. Hi everybody, I'm Kendra Raven Winter Willard, and we are here interviewing Sierra. Sierra, why don't you introduce yourself?
My name is Sierra Eva Guerrero Flores.
So Sierra, what is your favorite color?
My favorite color is maroon and black.
What do you like to do when you have free time?
What do I like to do in my free time is hang out with friends, help my grandma, help my family, and bake and cook food a lot. Yeah.
What kind of food do you cook?
A lot of desserts, like cake or like cupcakes, that mainly desserts.
What's your favorite like meal to cook?
I would have to say tacos. Tacos is the best.
So I hear that you're native, is that correct?
Yes.
Where does your clan originate come from?
My clan originates from Canada.
What's your clan's name?
Deshitan, which means Raven Beaver.
If you could go anywhere in the world, where would it be?
The Bahamas, because it's really warm and sunny, and I want to go swimming in the water.
Hey, it's Jaylen, back at it again, and here's an interview of Keegan Kanan and Colin Rose with their interview.
Hello, this is KTOO with 24 questions. First, we'll start off by introducing Keegan Kanan.
Hi, I'm Keegan Kanan. I'm 15. I'm a sophomore from JD.
All right, so in the first question, we shall ask, what is your favorite song?
My favorite song is from Moana. It is You're Welcome.
Where do you think you'll be in 10 years?
I think I'll have money, a good house, and I'll be rich with all the money, the gold, the woman, and the cars, the Lamborghini. Yeah.
Good. Number 5, what's your favorite hobby?
My favorite hobby is sports, fishing, picking blueberries. Yeah, like all the stuff, all the sports.
Number 6, what keeps you busy?
Basically, school and homework. Lovely. What's your favorite native hobby? Fishing, picking the blueberries, the out marshy dancing. Yeah. Neat. What's your favorite color? I like gold. What's your favorite food? Macaroni. What's your favorite? Who's your favorite teacher? None. Who's your? What's your favorite story? Native story. The Kushika Stories by Lao James. Number 12. What's your favorite fish? I like Nemo. Okay, number 13. What's your favorite movie? I like the movie It with the clown Pennywise, you know, Georgie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Number 14. What's better, yes or no?
Yes.
Now, this is KTO Colin Rose signing out.
Peace.
Hi, this is Jordan. We'd like to introduce Exhibit. We're going to take a small break.
Kwan, Ixachan, Yadu, Hut, transforming our house into a powwow with surround sound. Checked it out loud, dancing downtown. You can win in the parade. Got hella umbrellas, it's the game how it's played. Santa Kahini, that's what our creepy. It's not just easy, now you've got to believe me. That's what the flounder see is, giving us more power than Jesus. Happily as ever after, teach us how to craft masterpieces. Yeah, our slinget blankets, we be wearing clothing. No fear and loathing, heritage owning our spirit, bro. We the capital, spell it in letters with all caps. Not that felon and making churches in our crap. Watermelon and skin, not tech keep us hard glass. Watermelon in your head, combat is with artifacts. Grab an ads, tell us hello, leader. I'd love to cut up a yellow cedar from a fellow teacher, some mellow meester. Or look in our museum, and you see them pointed at those library walls. Oh boy, oh boy's primary art. Unheard of, we're quite scary, y'all. Those colored lovebird binary stars. Undercover espionage. Observe our work like a messy collage. Expect to be obliged. Let's begin the march. Ready or not, watch a desert mirage, yeah.
Welcome to the Zippet. Welcome to the Zippet. The killer whale, eagle bear, yeah. Raven frog, or ribbit. Welcome to the Zippet.
Welcome
to the Zippet. At first you buy a ticket, and then you gonna live it.
Show more pageantable to have the clothes at Hot Topic. Miss Alaska got though a lot of cash, even though a store's supposed to be non-profit. Our elder relatives are resurrected in the form line. We're Swerve Mervin carving up another gold mine. Amazing grace of Raven saving Haven came in no time. Native slaving Satan, fainting, hating, make it more fine. Could bathe in the glacier naked or wear your North design. We're capital of 49. Chat about the borderline, now we're soaring high. Gonna fly, there is more to find. From alphabet books to halibut hooks, out of lad, ocean nooks and canoes. Good looks in the news, beautiful Gucci art and its use for the shoes. This manifests our ancestors left in igloos. Headdresses next to wall mounted heads of caribou. And if you do not know who Walter Sobel is, you alter pro the novice and get smaller Oval Office. So preposterous, he walked into the Tongass Forest. Forest, go back on your Taurus, your tourist. Just kidding, we'll know who he is, yo.
Welcome to the Zippet. Welcome to the Zippet. That killer whales, eagle bear, raven fox, go bibbit. Welcome to the Zippet. Welcome to the Zippet. At first you buy a ticket, then you gotta go and live it.
Ghost of Mozart, close but no cigar, embarrassing ashtray. No art has fine as symmetry as Heritage Cafe. Tlash achdaya kushaske, why you hate? Tlash ushke, I'll just dance around in that clan house. You clans men can go to campgrounds, damn. Shout out to David Boxley, all he needs is thread needle. Ox, spread eagle, masterpiece for our dead people. Yeah, okay. Ach, tuchka, hundake, hiddy, de, yan, ha, gut.
그날 치사진 쇼.
Welcome to the Zip It. Welcome to the Zip It. The killer whales, eagle bears, raven frogs, go rip it. Welcome to the Zip It. Welcome to the Zip It. At first you buy your ticket, then you gotta go and live it.
Knock, who's there? Dishes? Cause dishes are Alaska. Don't fight the women now. Don't fight the women now. Salmon be swimming now. Dishes are Alaska. Don't fight the women now. Salmon be swimming now. People be fishing now. Blueberry picking now. Super Palin, lover. Salmon berries. Love my family. Village. Love my cousin.
Bang, bang.
Live in the igloo.
Ah,
this is Angoon, southeast. My canoe, I'm in Juneau.
Ride it. Ride it.
Support for this station comes from listeners like you and Nugget Alaskan Outfitter, stocking everything you need for winter, including hats, gloves, coats, and boots. Located in the Mendenhall Mall and online at nuggetoutfitter.com.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm your host for this part of the show, Kendra Willard, and we're going to have a group interview with Nadia here. So, Nadia, want to introduce yourself?
My name is Nadia.
What's your favorite color?
My favorite color is blue.
Do you do any sports?
I do basketball and volleyball. I'm going to start softball. And I quit wrestling.
Well, this is Jordan. I'd like to ask, where are you from?
I'm from Metlakatla, Alaska, and I moved up to Juneau.
This is Jordan, again. What is your favorite class during school?
My favorite class is probably math, because it's the one I understand the most.
Hi, this is Kendra. What inspired you to do sports?
My uncle made me do sports when I was younger. He started making me do basketball and make me practice with him and my brother, and I just fell in love with it.
Hey, this is Kendra again. Now we are going to be doing a live interview with Jalen Martin, my cousin.
Hey. So, hello, my name is Jalen Martin. Kachrachun you cut do a sock. And, hi.
Hi, this is Nadia. What music would you like to be playing in the background of your interview?
American Boy by Estelle, because, you know, I kind of want my throwback to be high quality. And 2009 is a great year.
Like the way he's speaking. His confidence is peaking. Don't like his baggy jeans, but I'm like what's underneath it.
What was your favorite year out of middle school?
Okay, so my favorite year from middle school, because I'm an eighth grader now, and I'm almost in high school, which is low-key terrifying. My favorite year has honestly been this year. Like, everything seems so much more authentic and, like, realistic, because you're sitting there and you're like, wow, I'm, like, sitting with all these seventh graders realizing that I'm going to completely and totally just ditch them here and go off to high school. And... And, I mean, it gives you this more, like, realistic feeling, like, wow, I have to choose what high school I want to go to, like, everything. You have to, like, choose what high school. You have to, like, figure out what you want to do with your life. And, I mean, as a 13 to almost 14-year-old person, like, it's kind of complicated. So, I mean, I'm going to say this year because it's going to be the best.
Yes. Hi, it's Sierra. Who was your favorite teacher at Zontagini Middle School?
I can't say that. I can't answer. Okay, so I don't want any of the teachers to get very offended. So I'm going to say, okay, not in order, because I do have a lot. So there's Mr. Schufelt, Miss Gardiner, Mr. Jones and Miss Benz. I have them together for a class, so I count them as like one. They are one. But they're pretty great. And Miss Scholes and Mr. Olson. Not in order. Let's go shopping, maybe then we'll go to a cafe. Let's go on the subway, take me to your hood. I've never been to Brooklyn and I'd like to see what's good.
Hi, this is Kendra. What inspired you to do choir?
Okay, this is a long one. Get ready for this, ladies and gents. So, story time. I started choir when I was 8 years old. My mom was like, at one point was like, hey, Jaylin, you have a pretty good voice. Let's get you to do something with it. So she signed me up for the Alaska Youth Choir. And currently at the time, Miss Missouri Smythe was the conductor. And my mom was like, you sound really good. Let's get you to continue. And so I have been in AYC since then. And I transitioned gradually. Like, I got better from the years because I started at age 8. And I'm at age 13 now, and I got put in a level up every time. So like, what I mean by level up is like, there's preparatory, intermediate, and then advanced. And my first year I was a preparatory, second year I was in intermediate, and then for the past 3 years I've been an advanced chorister, which is really great. And I've done a lot of contests and concerts, and it's pretty great. And it was just my mom saying that I had a great voice and I should do something with it. So,
hey, this is Kendra again. Would you ever think about going on America's Got Talent or The Voice?
Yes. This is the life, and we live this to the fullest, do whatever we like. I actually planned for it. A while back, I started fundraising money, but I only got to like $200. And then I was like, you know what? I have like my entire life ahead of me. And I was like, okay, but I'm gonna do it someday and I'm gonna go. Except Simon makes me nervous. Just like watching the show just gets me nervous. He'll be like, I didn't like it because your voice is too pitchy.
Hi, it's Sierra again. Where do you see yourself in 10 years?
That's a good one. So, in 10 years, I see myself traveling the world. I plan on it, actually. I want to, like, live my life. I want to say that I've been to here and there and everywhere, pretty much. And my goal is to go to the Himalayas, in order. This is in order list. I want to go to Paris, New York, France, and London. So those are my high quality goals that I have for myself to travel to. And I'll try to figure out whether I actually want to continue. Like, of course I want to continue my singing career, but you know, of course there's the pros and cons, and you know, gotta be more realistic.
Hey, it's Kendra, your host for this part of the show. We're going to take a quick break and we're going to be listening to one of the music videos that we worked on, Ixahana Kwan.
Even
even though we're Northwest, we still rep the Southeast. Sit back and I will tell y'all something about me. I'm not smoking cannabis, this is just some sin to me. You're misunderstanding me, I do this one for family. It's second nature, we got an amending hall glacier. It's gonna captivate you, so you know this record major. Became the native gangster youth, thanks to you. Ain't no pranks to fool, this is Juno. Ain't no Angoon, who knew the Kodiak? I follow my zodiac, we can feel the spirit. So come here and bring my homie back. These bars are rotom to represent the totem. We moving it canoeing to the beat of our own drum. Idolize Kutia, I write my Makuhina. Turn on the lights, I like a gun with Tina. As long as you're under all of us, you're not a failure. Always wearing yellow and native clothing regalia. I pick those blueberries, I love my mom. I smoked a fat pound of salmon. Ich sachan nach Kwan. I pick those blueberries, I love my mom. I smoke a fat pound of salmon. Ich sachan nach Kwan. I'm not Jesus, but I'll cross you up. I'm the basketball corner, and that's a tall order. All of y'all are small shorter, not even close to the height of slinger folk. You're trying to write a stinking joke? Don't ask to leave, we can basket weave. Shoot basket threes and practice three. Man, we sound sweet. The best stepping stairs, we be getting instant glares. Well, I guess it isn't fair, we'll be billionaires. Soldier for the culture, hold your culture, shoulder, pull us over. It don't matter to us, all I want now is my cuz. People hating, they says the West isn't maybe the best. Does that really make sense? The rest are just ladies and pests. I pick those blueberries, man, I love my mom. Understand, I smoke a fat. Yeah. I pick those blueberries. You feel me? I love my mom dearly. Yeah. The languages and anguish is a good example of what we can manhandle in this panhandle. Yes, we're busy, man, but Sushian, and this is our land. And it began with just us, the same way it'll end. Yeah, hunting the fishing, always something for tradition. My mission is the vision of my indigenous men and women from long ago. Let them rise and fall like elevation. The reason raven and eagle people do celebration. When life gives you lemons, make it lemon lime. Sip it every time you're downtown, then you'll never die. It's a clementine, having heavenly times. Not to get too deep, but live it out like a movie. Yeah, got TNH in my DNA. We the native DMNA, DMNA. Game will never be the same. I pick those blueberries, I love my mom. I smoke a fat pound of salmon. Ich sachan nach Kwan. Yeah, I pick those blueberries, I love my mom. Everybody does. I smoke a fat pound of salmon. Ich sachan nach Kwan. Stick you on, gunas chish, swing a yuchatangi, ach kani, ask it to, ach to wasagu, ka chash nuwu, ka ach at u, ku ki kanada, ach tla ich sachan, heen adana, I want out the gun, siu dak wisi kan, flek ishan, jil kat kwan, ayahat ich sachan, adak lagan wet sina, gunas chish ku hida, gunas chish ku tia, we yeh. A day and a kin, Hyundai it jin, Hyundai it walk, guide the knock, ya do hat, yao dene, ya at une.
Comes from the University of Alaska College Savings Plan, working to help you and your child save for college every step of the way, from diapers to diploma. More information at uacollegesavings.com.
This is KTOO's Juno Afternoon.
Hi, this is producer Scott Burton. As a bonus, we're going to include a teaser of Kendra Willard's interview with Coach Andy Lee. Stay tuned for more IAK interviews with leaders and culture bearers in the spring.
Would you like to introduce yourself?
Yes, my name is Andy Lee, and I am the head basketball coach of the Thunder Mountain Girls High School basketball team.
Where are you roots from?
I'm a Southeast Alaska guy. I proudly like to call home and the people of Angoon have proudly kind of embraced me and allowed me to call that home. I lived there for quite a while. My kid's mother hails from there. But Ohio is where I originated from. And I went to college, went to high school there, played high school basketball and college basketball there. Moved to Alaska and thought it would be a summer only kind of a thing. And then another summer and another summer and another winter, and here I am.
What made you start your basketball career?
It was in the small town that I grew up in, it was the big thing. And all the popular kids kind of gravitated toward basketball. And I was tall and lanky and kind of uncoordinated, but people were very patient and taught me the game. And I got pretty darn good at it. It allowed me to travel and see places, and I liked the group of people that I got to play with, and I had some wonderful coaches, and I got to see the world playing ball.
When you were younger, what was your favorite position to play?
I think most players like to have the ball in their hands, so even though I'm somewhat tall, I was a point guard. And I liked handling the ball and distributing it and sharing it and I think the thing that I wanted most to do was make the people around me better. And you could do that if you had the ball in your hands.
Have you ever met anyone in the NBA?
Our own Carlos Boozer. Lots of the Seattle Supersonics. I was the executive director of the West Seattle YMCA. And we did a lot of community service with the Seattle Supersonics at the time. They are now the Oklahoma City Thunder. And so I got to know and become friends with a number of the Sonics and a number of the Sonics coaches. And later on, I've worked with the Memphis Grizzlies staff and some of their players. So I also do player development at Gonzaga University, and several of their players have gone on to play in the NBA. And it's not that I'm a close friend or anything, but my association with them is that I've worked camps and clinics in which they were participants. So I have I've had a cup of coffee with NBA players, let's put it that way.
How do you deal with discipline issues with your teammates?
As a coach or as a teammate?
Your coach.
As a coach, my dad had a saying, there's nothing more unfair than the equal treatment of unequal individuals. And so that what he was trying to tell me was that if you have one rule that applies to everyone, it will at times be unfair. And I found that to be true. And so if someone misses work every day, you treat them differently than someone that is late one time. And so discipline is probably the hardest thing any coach has to do because you care about the people you coach. And much like a parent, consequences are hard to apply. It's hard to deprive someone of something they love. So if they don't get to play, there can be hurt feelings, there can be consequences for the team if one player has to be disciplined. So it's the hardest thing that a coach has to do, but it's a necessary thing to do. And it was a lesson that was difficult for me to learn as a young coach. And I think I'm still learning.
Have you ever played for Alaska?
Yes, actually played and coached. There was, in the 80s and 90s, there were national native tournaments. And there was the Team Alaska women's team that played in Wyoming. The national tournaments were held on large reservations, so the Wind River Reservation, the Lummi Reservation, the Pima. And so I got to go to all those places and represent the state either as a player or a coach.
How do you stay motivated after losing a game?
I like, there's that sign on the radio, you can't see it, but I'm making that big L sign with my fingers. And so when somebody does that, it means what?
Loser.
Yeah, but see, where I live, that means learn. So you either win or you learn. And so the L in my world is you learn. And so if we lose by 1 point, what did we learn? That can help us win next time? If we lose by a lot, what can we learn so that we're more competitive next time? And so so you run out of time sometimes, and as opposed to losing. Losing sometimes indicates that you're losers, and that's not always the case. I've had some very, you know, some teams that weren't very talented, and they, for them, winning was giving 100%. So the closer they could get to 100% of their talent or their potential, that was the win. And now that might not be indicated on the score, but for me, that was the win. And so for me, it's that's the lesson I try to, you know, get across to my teams. And I think that's a lot of my teams have gotten better as the season has worn on because they learn.
How old were you when you started playing basketball?
There was a thing that so I was pre-internet, and so the snail mail and shopping gave me my first basketball opportunity. My grandmother at the grocery store collected, when she bought her groceries, they would give you what was called S&H green stamps. And you would take these stamps and put them in a booklet at home, and then there was a catalog. And the more groceries you bought, the more stamps you got. And then you could take those stamps and look in the catalog and get an item, whether it was a toaster or Tupperware or a bowl or a hat. There was a basketball. And she said, I've got enough stamps. What do you want? And I was six. And I said, I want that ball. And so I was too young to get it up to the basket, but I remember trying real hard at six. And then life-changing for me was I joined the YMCA. And it was like the Boys and Girls Club with a building and swimming pool and a gym. And the people there were really responsible for me learning to play.
Now at the end of the show, we would like to thank
Andy Lee,
Arius Hoyle,
Will Chronic,
Kendra Park's mom,
Shelly and Scott,
Tribal Family and Youth Services,
and our families,
plus Keegan and Colin,
and KTOO.
Support for Juno Afternoon comes from Hanson and Gress and listeners like you. Our theme music is by Indian Agent. To listen to individual interviews, see links to the music we played, or to be on the show yourself, check out our website at ktoo.org/JunoAfternoon. See you Monday, everyone.